What's up? This is Angel Renee coming to you from Healing Versus Her podcast. Let's talk a little bit about a little bit of something. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. You know, we have made it to 2022. And what's so crazy is that next week is already the end of the month. I said, wait a minute. What is really going on? Okay, because January 1st was literally just the other day. Okay, at least that's what it feels like. Okay, so I'm just really like, wow, I cannot believe like next Sunday is the 30th. Like, that is crazy. So anyway, you know, I just want to come on for a couple minutes here. And, you know, I really miss chatting with you all. I've just been in a place of trying to work on not expecting from others what I am willing to give in a situation may not be what others are willing to give, right? I think the hard part about that situation is when there's a challenge going on in a relationship. This can be romantic, this can be a friendship, this can be a family ship. It doesn't matter. But the challenging part for me is when two people come together and say they're going to work on something, right? And then you have one person actually putting in the work that they believe is valuable to the relationship, right? And what you're noticing is that maybe that person is noticing that the other party is not really doing nothing different, right? This tends to happen. And I'll tell you all this. For me, I'm just still trying to be me no matter what. You know, not forcing anything, not trying to make somebody like me or make somebody be this with me or for me. None of that, right? That's not why I go into any relationship at all. You know, my thing is, I believe I'm listening to this one book, right, on this audio book, but everybody has their different values, right? Everybody has separate priorities, right? No one's priorities are the same. Most of no one's values are the same, or at least I wouldn't say they can't be the same, but they may be in a different order, right? And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I think the challenge for me is when someone looks at the way that you have prioritized your life for you, or put out your values the way you need to put out your values, there becomes pain within them, right? And that's because what happens is you're setting boundaries. Not necessarily where you're like, oh, I'm setting boundaries and that is it, where, you know, it's a problem. Like, no, that's not it. You're just maintaining your peace. And I think sometimes people don't look as, when you set boundaries as peace, I think they look at it as something like, oh, she ain't messing with me no more like that. Oh, that means she not this no more with me. And that, no, that's not it. I'm setting boundaries and I'm setting values for myself. Because the thing is, I think people think it's about them. It's not about you, right? It's not about them. It's about you. It's about you prioritizing your life the way it fits for you mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And I don't think people look at it in that way. Now, let me say this. This is something on the other hand. My cousin had posted something a little bit ago on her Instagram, and it talked about when I realized that people are not going to do things the way that I do things, that's when I became at peace. It was something to that point of view. And I totally agree with that. Like, that's what I'm working toward, right? And this is not all the time. It's not where everybody is. None of that. It's just sometimes that pops up for me. So I know that there's more healing needs to be done, right? But on the flip side of that, I can say this. People may not do what you do. Like, let's say you do something for someone. It's not that you're looking for it back or anything like that. But if they tend to do it, that's a cool gesture. If they don't, it should be cool as well. But we also have to understand what our worth is. because we're worthy of something nice back to us. We're worthy of a nice gesture back. You understand what I'm saying? So we cannot forget what our worth is. They may not do it back, but we are worthy of that, or something that is of genuine thought or perspective, whatever. What I'm trying to say is that understand, I guess the biggest part I'm trying to say is basically understand your worth, because we are still worthy of kind gestures as well. Even if they don't do it like us, or if they don't, you know, do a kind gesture when we think they should, you understand? But the thing is that when you're in family ships, when you're in friendships, when you're in relationships romantically with someone, it still has to be a give and take. It still has to be a give out and a receive back. It has to be flow, okay? It can't just be giving out, giving out, giving out, giving out, giving out, and there's no flow, okay? That's stagnant energy. You don't even want to be in the mix of all of that stagnation, because stagnation can sometimes be good in certain situations, but you have to discern those situations. But there are times where it's not good, because then we're in a space, if we can't talk through it and communicate and understand and get an understanding, and there's no movement forward, there's no flow. In my perspective, what's the point? And that's my opinion. That's how I look at things. That's how I view things. I'm not saying you have to view them like me, because you might have something on the other hand. It could be, you know, and I'm open to all of that. You guys know I don't come on here acting like I know it all, none of that. But when something comes up in me, I want to share right then. Because the thing is that in a year or two from now, my perspective might even, or shoot, next week, 2 weeks from now, my perspective might even change again, because I'm continuing to level up. I'm continuing to grow. You're continuing to level up. You're continuing to grow. Because if you're listening to Healing Versus Hurt podcast, you are healing and you are growing. And the perspectives that I put out there may not be in the mainstream, you know, when people are like, yeah, I get it. Only a certain amount of people is going to understand where I'm coming from, because I know where I've been. I know how far I've come, and I know how far I have to go. So the thing is that I'm very in tune with myself. So I understand that there is levels to everything. I know that there are levels to family ships. There's levels to friendships. There's levels to romantic ships, right? There's levels to all of it. But one thing I want you to take away from this, understand your self-worth. Get to know more about yourself. Be true to yourself first. Because when you're true to yourself about your bullshit, your shadow work, that deep stuff that no one out there or on social media sees about you, okay? It's that stuff. When you can come to terms with those things and consciously see that there is some work that needs to be done, work on that so that you can continue to grow and learn and have that self-realization about who you are. Because we want to get to know and why other people think like this and why they this and why they that. But if you're not starting with yourself as the project to find out why I think that way, why do I respond that way? If you're not doing that, all the other shit that you're trying to figure out about other people and why they this and why they that, that shit does not matter. And it's not helping anyone. And it'll probably put you in a frustrated state where you don't even want to be around the person anymore. You understand what I'm saying? So when you start to truly, not fakely, truly, okay, start getting into that self-realization, you'll start to see things from a different perspective than you ever have. Especially who you are. So the things that you want to give to others, the things that you want to receive from others, start with doing that for you first. And also understand what your values are and your self-worth and what it is that you know that you desire for you as well. You understand? But again, it still starts with you giving it to you first. All right? So I love you all. If there's any questions or anything, comments, you are always welcome to go on my website over at healingvshurt.com. That's healingvshurt.com. You know, go ahead and contact me. And my email address, little box thing is on there, my Instagram, all that stuff. So there's ways to contact me. And I will talk to you very, very, very soon. I love you all truly, and peace.